Your agency's mobile applications are getting a once-over, and they may need a makeover. Jen Motorelli's the CEO and principal of Whitehorse. She's been studying federal government apps, and she's here to talk about which agency apps are in good shape, which ones need a tune-up, and how to get your apps on the right track. Jen, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Francis.
One of the misconceptions that we talked about a little bit before we go on the air, before we went on the air, is the idea that I think a lot of folks, both in and out of government tech shops, believe that an app has to be some special program that you use on a mobile device, and that's not necessarily true, is it?
No. Yes, I know. It's a really fast-moving space, and I know that there's this. There's really two things that are going on when you refer to apps, as you're finding people thinking of just an app, and they're forgetting mobile web, which we can talk a little bit about. And then a lot of people thinking that an app is just an iPhone app, and that's a big miss. 24 out of the 30 we reviewed only were developed, government apps only were developed for the iPhone. And Nielsen reports show 28% of smartphone carriers are on the iPhone, so you've got another 40% on Androids and another, 30 or so on BlackBerry and Windows 7. So, even when you go out there with this investment in app, if you've only done an iPhone app, you sort of cut off a good majority of the citizens.
That's one of the things that I have talked about a lot to folks regarding apps both in government and out of government, and that is that platform agnosticism. Now, full disclosure, I'm an iPhone user now, but up until about probably 6 months or so ago, I had a Droid, and I was continually frustrated by trying to find various apps for on the Android platform that were only available in iPhone form. And obviously I'm over that now, but more folks now are using smartphones with Android than with the iOS. Why are people stuck in that iPhone mindset when it comes to mobile apps in particular, do you think?
Well, there's a lot of theories that go on with design agencies like ours as to why that's going on. But one of it was, it's really expensive, more expensive to develop apps. So if you look at developing an iPhone app and then you have another cost to develop an Android app and then another one for the BlackBerry, we're going to see that go away a little bit if you work with a company that's using some of these newer technologies that allow the app to automatically translate to some extent to the other apps. That'll help keep some costs down and should get people to do more. But really, it is just the buzz and the early adoption of the iPhone, and I think the level of investment necessary to build your first app and kind of could give people some sticker shock.
I want to give some credit to a group that I don't know if you're familiar with. They're called ACT IAC, and they put on a conference called the Executive Leadership Conference. It's a big deal in federal government circles, and they did an app this year, a mobile app, but it was platform agnostic. You could download it, and it essentially was a web app. And I thought that really made a lot of sense because anybody whose mobile device had access to the internet could use it, and it was fully functional that way. Are there more federal agencies, do you think, that are catching on to that and that are willing to go platform agnostic?
I hope so. I think that many of the government agencies are looking for some guidance when they're selecting, and part of our report that we wanted to put out was to consider these types of things earlier before you decide exactly what you're going to build. And the web app is a super great viable option, as are just websites themselves are much more interactive now than you're just dealing with the browsers and building some good websites. I think we talked before, 1 in 7 searches are done on mobile phones now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty crucial, I think, that the government's there, and they're not searching for an app. They're searching for a solution or an interaction or a model, and those can be accomplished directly through the web, as you mentioned.
This report that you're talking about is called Mobile Development Guidelines for Government Agencies. We have it linked up now on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And it rates each app with a keep, change, or toss. It reminds me of one of those shows on TLC or something about cleaning out your house. But and that's why I found this report to be particularly interesting to read. What criterion did you apply to each app to come up with your keep, change, or toss, how you rated each one?
Great. I mean, there was really kind of four things that we look at up front as we looked at these apps. We did pick 30 apps. We picked the top 15 most popular based on downloads in the iStore and the bottom 15, so we could kind of look at some extremes. But the first thing that we look for is that the app has a really clear purpose, and a purpose that's going to be valuable, essentially, to the end user. So we also look to see, does this really need to take place on a mobile device? Is this information that's even that people are going to use or look for on a mobile device, you know, keeping that, whether it's an app or a website, aside. We also took a look at the interaction model themselves, because really at the end of the day, the execution of your app is in your user experience on the app. And so, you know, those are kind of the three things. You know, what's the purpose? Is it clear? Is this the right medium for what we're trying to accomplish here? And then how did you execute that design and interaction such that people are going to use it and find it useful and meet your goals?
What were a couple of them that you really liked, Jen?
Well, you know, the ones that we tended to like the most were clear informational ones like the White House and some of the Smithsonian, and I think it's called Leaf Tree as well. Just more, these are more beautiful interactive experiences that had some learning components to them. And so from the minute that you were introduced to the app, you knew what you were going to be able to do with it, and then they did great executions of it. But information-wise, I think probably looking at the White House just for the way it's delivering the type of information it's delivering and the way it's delivering it through the app.
I appreciate you being on with me this afternoon to talk about this report. We've got it linked up, as I mentioned, on the in-depth page at federalnewsradio.com. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you very much.
Jen Motorelli is the CEO and principal of Whitehorse. And